Another sign that spring is just around the corner. Art in Bloom is almost here. Art in Bloom is a weekend of exquisite floral arrangements, special exhibitions, and spectacular events, February 22nd through the 24th at UK's Art Museum. And here to give us a lowdown is Museum Director Kathy Walsh Piper and Director of Grants and Assets for the Museum, Amy Nelson. I'm Tom Goodell. Welcome to UK Perspectives.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So tell me, first of all, what's the origin of Art in Bloom? Where did it come from, and when was the first event held?
The first event, I believe, was 2002. It may have been 2001 because it was before I arrived here. And it was started by the Friends Group, and it was really started to develop friends and members for the museum. Over the years, it grew. We added the gala, and so many of the friends were involved deeply, and the event got so large that now we hire an event coordinator. But we really owe a huge debt to the Friends because Art in Bloom gives us the stability to operate. We start the year at kind of a zero balance. So with Art in Bloom, we have the funds to commit to exhibitions for a couple of years ahead and to plan for the future with stability.
One of the most popular Art in Bloom events is the Evening of Elegance Black Tie Gala. And this year it's on Friday, February 22nd. Are tickets still available?
Yes, tickets are still available, and you can call the Art Museum at 257-6218, and we'd love to have you attend that.
What happens on that evening? For those who have not attended in the past, tell us about it.
The first hour, we have cocktails in the Art Museum, and we view the flower arrangements that are in the museum. And then we go and have a dinner on the Singletary Center stage, which is really a special thing if you've never done that, to be where the Lexington Philharmonic plays and have a really fun dinner. And then we honor a special person who has given a lot to the museum. And this year it's John Gardner, who is in charge of the Wells Fargo, Bluegrass Complex of Wells Fargo here. He has started a partnership between the Art Museum and the Lexington Philharmonic and has really supported both of us. So we're really excited to honor him.
And there's also an auction?
There is. There's a live auction, and we have wonderful items this year from art to fabulous trips, and those will be listed on our website.
And the website is?
At www.uky.edu/artmuseum.
And we'll post a link to that on our website.
Thanks.
So our listeners can find that easily as well. The Black Tie Gala is followed the very next night on Saturday the 23rd by A Night on the Town. What's that like?
Well, A Night on the Town is kind of a freewheeling cocktail party that fills Singletary Center. We have, I think at least 60 or 70 auction items on display. So people can look at the auction items, have wonderful food. The catering's going to be by Cooper Vaughn. And we have food and drink and beverage throughout the building. And they can view the floral arrangements in the museum. We'll have music. We'll have a saxophonist. It's really a fun party, and it's a big party. So we look forward to that every year.
Mm-hmm. And there are also tickets needed for this event in advance?
Tickets in advance, or you can get them at the door on Saturday night also. You can call me again, 257-6218, or just go to our website for more information.
As I mentioned, this is a weekend of art, so there are artists' demonstrations happening on Sunday, so it doesn't end on Saturday night. So who are some of the artists that will be participating?
This year, we have our signature artist who provided the signature painting for auction and for our invitations. Her name is Anne Rutherford Pass. She's a local artist, really wonderful. We also have Kelly Brewer. She's another wonderful artist. Mary Neely and Kate Wagner will also be there in the galleries painting interpretations of works of art.
And don't forget that it's open to the public. If you don't want to attend the evening events, Friday afternoon, Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon, you can come and enjoy all the floral arrangements, interpreting the paintings. And the artist demonstrations are really a treat. It's like three layers of beauty. There's the painting, the flowers, and the painting. So it's fun.
And each year there's an exhibition that ties in with Art in Bloom. And this year it's Art and the Animal. And you were telling me, Kathy, before we started about some of the pieces in this show. So let's talk about that for a bit.
Our favorite is the polar bear plunging into the water, beneath the water. And it's just a beautiful painting. This is an exhibition from the Society of Animal Artists. It's international artists, artists from Australia, Africa, Canada, Europe, and they're interpreting animals in the wild and domestic animals. So there are wonderful paintings of dogs. We have a whole equine section with beautiful horses, sculptures, and paintings. But there's everything from meerkats to mice. So it's really, really a fun show.
Anything to add, Amy?
Just make sure you make it to Art in Bloom, February 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. We're looking forward to having our 45 floral designers from Lexington and surrounding counties. So we're really looking forward to it. It's a regional event.
Well, thank you both. Our guests have been Amy Nelson and Kathy Walsh Piper of the UK Art Museum. Our complete UK Perspectives interview is available at wuky.org. And for WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.